Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Paul, how's Luke Chambers for your captain's missed the last couple of games?
He only trained the other day. Not really seen him head a ball at the minute, which is a little bit of cause for concern. So I'd have to wait and see this morning. If this one's no too soon, hopefully we're okay for the following one. You just can't take a risk, I think, with somebody's neck, you know.
And so many games after this one, yeah. After Christmas, I guess.
That's the bigger picture, yeah. So we have to wait and see. Luke will probably want to play, but we've got to look at all the other games that are going to come up.
And what about Danny Rowe? He's had a slight knock of recently.
Daniel still struggles, I think, with his knee a little bit. So he'll be a doubt.
And what about Barry Cotto? Was that tactical the other night, or did he take a knock in the first half? Is he okay?
No, I just changed it. Barry's fine. He's okay. Just gave him another little run out with it. But no, that was just a decision I made at half time.
How have the boys been since Tuesday around the place?
They've been all right. You have down after the game and things like that. But I think that's a natural thing. When you lose a game, you're down, and then the following day you're back at it again.
And you've always said how much you trust this group of players. Mm. You must be fully confident they'll bounce back in the right way on Saturday afternoon.
No doubt whatsoever. We're a different game tomorrow. Different atmosphere, different surrounding, different game. We'll be ready.
Is this one, as a manager, you maybe don't have to say too much to the players, because they'll know themselves about Tuesday night, won't they? And they'll drive themselves on.
Well, they recognise, it wasn't good enough, and I think everybody does, so they'll be ready for it. Whatever team up out, they'll be ready for it.
Is it good to have a run of league games as well? Five in a row now before Exeter.
Well, yeah, that's probably the best run we'll have for a little spell. But Christmas time, New Year time, you always have that problem.
And have to use your squad again over the course of those five, I'd imagine.
Well, the games will come thick and fast, yeah. As I said, with one or two injuries, you're going to need everybody to be ready to play.
You said the other night you were pleased with Toto. Does he now need a run of games, do you think? Would he benefit from that?
Well, the former or the other lads, he'll fight. But the good thing for me was he didn't really train too much before the game. When he done well with it, he felt good himself. And I think he was one of the lads that probably came out of the dressing room with a bit of credit.
He's been really unlucky, hasn't he? Because he looked sharp pre-season, then he got the injury, which was clearly a big setback to the lad.
It was huge. It was a massive injury, that, for us. It was a blow for us at that point, because we'd every intention that he'd probably start the season, and the injury happened in Meppen, and he was out there for a few months with it. So, that was a blow, but touch wood, he's going to be okay.
A real positive this week was Freddie playing against Millwall on Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah. Still, listen, it's still a long way, and you shouldn't pin your hopes on Freddie at the minute, because it's still a long way. Him and Bish, they're doing really well. The guys are doing really, really well. And slowly but surely, we'll hopefully get them back.
I suppose you'd expect it from the player himself. Freddie's already targeting Portsmouth after one more 23s game. Is that too much, do you think, for him?
Listen, it's a footballer's head, he's thinking, you know. It's a big ask if you haven't even been thrown into the deep end yet, you know. So the last thing I'd ever want anything to happen would be that same injury to him, which can happen. So no, you've got to use your sensible head with that one.
But what a prospect if he's back and flying maybe towards the end of January into February to have him for the last few months of the season.
Well, that's the aim, I think. If he can carry on where he left off last season, then great for everybody, but you've got to be a bit sensible with it. That was a nasty injury, that one.
Another goal for Luke Garbutt. He's having a really good season, isn't he? Would you like to do something with Luke?
I think Lee's talking to Everton already. I think he's done great. I think he's scored five or six, I think, from more or less left back, which is an incredible return. So, really, really happy with his contribution since he's been here.
So you're hoping to do that in January, because other clubs might sniff around. They'll see what kind of a season he's having.
They could do, yeah. But I think Luton really enjoys it here. He's playing in front of big crowds every week. So, a lot will depend on Everton, a lot will depend on Luke.
A young lad, Levi Ando, who you have got lined up to come in January. What do you like about him?
I just seen him a few games with the kids, and I thought he was pretty decent. As I say, he's just a baby still learning. But what I saw in the few games, he was definitely worth having another look at.
Somebody who's versatile. Can he play right back, centre half, maybe midfield?
Versatility can kill you at times. So if you can nail a position down at centre half or right back, whatever. I'll probably start. It's a difficult one that, because he's still young, developing. But what I've seen, he was definitely useful.
Bristol Rovers got themselves on a good little run, haven't they?
Yeah, very good. So again, but you could ask me that about every team we play. Every team will raise our game against us. We have to go above that, which we have done most of the season. And hopefully we'll go back to the way we were playing prior to that Coventry game.
What they like as a side, the sort of team that gets the ball down and plays?
There'll be a handful. They'll be strong, they'll be big, they'll be organised. Everything you expect of a team coming here. So this is no an easy game.
After the disappointment of Tuesday, we haven't really had the chance to talk about the first half last week at Coventry. I mean, that was as well as you played all season. That must give you heart if you can kick into the groove over 90 minutes playing like that.
Yeah, but we never got a result. We do. The game's about winning. You have to win games. You have to win titles, or obviously trophies. Great playing football. Great, lovely. Looks great to the eye. But you've got to win. And that's the nature of the game. The nature of the game is about winning. And if somebody said to me, you don't play well and you win, you take it and move on. So we played good for 45 minutes, but the game lasted 90 minutes. And some of the football was excellent. We could have been 3 or 4 up. I don't think anybody would have begrudged us that. But at the end of the day, you have to win. You've got to win. We've been playing really well. We've been relentless with intensity. Tuesday night, there was no intensity in our game. Every other game, there's been intensity. But you can't play well for 45 minutes and only going 1-0 up.
Does that make team selection tough for this one, whether to go back to that side that played so well or give the boys another chance from Tuesday to let themselves down?
No, I'll pick a team. I always say that to you. I'll pick a team that I think is going to win a particular game, and they've always done that, even in Premier League. Any other league I've been in, I'd pick a team that's going to go and try and win.
Thanks, Bob. All right.
Five cup games in the last eight. It's been
a bit of a strange schedule
this season, hasn't it? Are you kind of relieved to put that aside now and get to the bread and butter of what this season's all about?
Well, the league is always your most important thing. That's always the most. If you do well in the cups, great, and you get something at the end of it, great, but the league's the most important thing. So now we're in a run of league games. Let's see what happens in these next few before we have to go and play Exeter.
Your experience, how big is this sort of Christmas schedule? Looking at these next five games, did you start to look at little pivotal moments in the season, or did you not think of it like that?
Nah, I go by game by game. Some staff members do that, but I don't do it. I go by game by game. There's no point in looking at this one and looking at Accrington a few weeks later or whoever we're playing. There's no point. You have to take care of the one that comes to you next. That's the most important. Then we move to the next one.
You talked about winning being everything. Mm. The wins have slightly dried up. I just looked at it. I think 10 in your first 14, three in the last 30. Mm. So taking aside performances, and I know you've looked back at Wickham and other points, but the wins have dried up. What do you put that down to? How do you get back into the winning habit again?
Number one, we don't have a divine right to win games because we're a big club. The club was in incredible, no good condition when we came in. It's came on a hell of a long way. What's heightened it is the crowd coming back, everything coming back, the club in a really good place. Whether I'm here or no, this football club's bigger than anybody. The fans make it. Without a doubt, the fans make the club because they size it. You were getting 12,000, 13,000 in here. It must have been, I told you before, like a morgue. No, totally different. Totally different. You're getting 20,000 into the football club. There's been unbelievable great strides. We're a country mile from where you want to get to, but at least we've gave something to the support, which I said would happen. We'll have our ups and downs. You need the support. Don't matter. There's no game without them. So you need the support to be really vibrant in the way they've been through thick and thin. That's normal. You'll have bits where you do go up and down. As long as they stay with that and they stick with it, and I said before, the community engages with the club, great. Because like, if you take away, go back to 12 and 13,000, it was like a morgue. Absolute bored stiff. That. No atmosphere, no nothing. Totally different ball game now. Doesn't matter. But they can see a team like that go, OK, let's have a go at this. But we've not got Divine Knight to win games. Sunderland have had a hard time with it last year. Been Sheffield United been in it for 5 years. Leeds United been in it. Notts Forest been in it. It's tough. It's really, really tough. So we don't have the divine right to win this league. We have to earn it. And to change the mentality from what it was last year to now has been incredible for the way the lads have done it.
You put some money behind the ball. What's your message to the fans who are coming to Portman Road tomorrow that are maybe, you know, some nagging doubts about maybe this isn't going to be quite, you know, those that were getting excited about how well the team had started and now maybe getting a bit of a wobble?
But that's no. It's just thanks to everybody. As you said, my time could end here tomorrow. Don't matter. Or I could leave next summer, or whatever the case may be. It's a brilliant club, and it's a thanks for me to them. All and the support I've had for coming here has been great. So I can't thank the supporters enough for it's just a thank you for to have a nice time. We don't play here until Boxing Day. So that's the game before Christmas, so it's important for me just to say thanks to them, you know.
You've always said
there'd
be a few bumps in the road this season.
Yeah.
And then does it feel like this is a bump in the road at the moment?
No. We've lost two league games. Yeah. We've lost two. Two league games we've lost. Drew last few, sat in second, a few points over, game in hand. I can't believe the negativity here. It's incredible. I'd love to have seen it when it wasn't going well. I really would have, honestly. I'd love to have seen it. Because, dear, oh dear, when you have negativity, you have really negative people running about the place, or negativity, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. It needs positivity at the place. And the football club's lost two games.
Yeah, so you want people to turn up and really channel that positivity.
Just what I said to the lads of Blue Action Group, have been brilliant. They've been a major catalyst. Why pay £30 a ticket and come in and sit in your arse, absolutely doing nothing, just moan and criticise? I would rather be at home hearing your missus nag the tits off you and watch a game of football. That's what I would do. So why come to the game and pay that money? Why do you do it? To sit and criticise somebody for 90 minutes? It's no matter. No matter. I don't want to be involved in that, you know. I'd rather leave. Come and support the team. Come and support. Regardless what happens, if you're paying money, you're going to enjoy yourself. Whether you have flares in the stadium, whether you have flags, whether you want to jump about. Said that before. Seen it in Germany. Be involved in it. And I'd rather that happen than people come and just sitting there and not getting excited.
And you mentioned, Brad mentioned the first half of Coventry the other week and the possession football. I mean, you passed Coventry to death in that first half. Is that ultimately the style of football that you want your Ipswich Town team to play?
You need winning football. You need winning football. That's the game. There's two different ways. People have to get out of the perception. People are caught in the perception of Pep Guardiola's football. He is a world-class manager. I've met him. Unbelievable. What he done with Barcelona, unbelievable what he done with Man City, one of the best things to hit the Premier League. And the players he had today was unbelievable. And the system, how he done it, was unbelievable. People try and copy it. Well, here's a good idea. Try and get the same amount of players as what they've got, or the top ones. You can't do it. It's virtually impossible. You look at Jurgen at Liverpool, and Maurizio at Tottenham. Football's totally different. It's a totally different game. They go intensity, they press, they speed, two totally different components of how to play football. So, but I'll guarantee if you sat and listened to two of them, they'll say it's about winning. Regardless how you do it, you can't copy it. You have to go with what you think. So this perception of playing out for the back, it's brilliant. Really, really good if you can get it done. But the perception at the top end of the pitch is another brilliant way of playing football. It's eras and perception, how people want it. There's no right way and the wrong way to play football.
So has that first half and ultimately not capitalising on it made you think that perhaps you've got to be more pragmatic in the way you get wins from this group of players in League One at this moment in time?
We have to win. We have to win regardless how we do it. The fans want to see exciting football, or nobody will thank me for playing 55 passes at the back and going nowhere. Nobody will. But that's not the game. The game is to, you've got to score more than the opposition. That's the game. And I said, there's no right way and the wrong way to play football. But you have to try and win, regardless of it, how you do it. So you work with the guys you've got, who've gave us everything in the last year. And this, everything about it, we try and go and win, regardless how we do it. Whether it's with pure hectic intensity football, whether it's possession-based football, there's no right way and the wrong way. Fans might see goals.
So you don't have a style in mind then? There's not a Port Lambert, Ipswich Town style? It's whatever's needed on any given day, is that what you're saying?
Well, we don't like to play football and come away getting beat all the time. And then people say, well, that's Paul Lambert's style, getting beat all the time. That's not what the game's about. It's you've got to win. You can't come off the pitch and go, well, we played great, but we lose. That only softens the blow. The main thing is about trying to win. And professional sport is about winning. It's not about being second or third, it's about winning. It's, as I said before, it's how you portray it. Whether you play with intensity and hectic football, you can go to any league in the world, and everybody's got their own style of playing. Leipzig are intense, unbelievable intense football. Bayern will keep the ball, but Leipzig are top of the table. Liverpool top of the table through pure intensity and really good play. Man City, if you look at Man City, are possession play. Leicester City are doing really well. Every team's got their own way of playing. But every team will tell you, every manager will tell you, you've got to try and win with it, regardless how you're playing.
Thanks.
All right.
You talked about last week, how good the first half was from a passing perspective. Was the fact that it was another 45 minutes performance that frustrated you most? Because there's been a number over the season where your team has either played well in the first half and not in the second half, or actually more commonly, better after the break when you maybe tinkered around with it a bit and changed things. Is that a frustration?
No, because you can only play with what's in front of you. The opposition are going to have an impact on that. They're not going to sit and say, I will allow you the ball all the time and let you play what you want. They'll change their way as well. We have to adapt to that as well when teams change, when there's so much dominance of the game. So an opposition ain't going to let you do what you want. Never in a million years. If somebody's giving me a run around, then I'm pretty sure I'm going to come out the second half and do something about it. So that's the way the game works.
And Andre, obviously, was, a key part of that first half display. Is he someone who's starting to sort of prove himself to you in the first team?
Yeah, doing really well. He's always been a really talented footballer, Dizelle. Really has. He's only a young lad. I think him and Downs are playing exceptionally well together. I really do. I think the partnership for the England thing is helping them as well. They've got a great balance because one's a lefty and one's obviously a righty. So, and Cole can't go on forever. And Cole's been unbelievable for us, incredible footballer. As I said before, the only thing with Cole, I wish I had him 6 or 7 years earlier. If anything happens to Cole, then Andre or Amir's got to be ready to come in. And Andre's come in and done really, really well. So, yeah, he's a really good player.
So we're starting to see that kind of move from the previous generation onto the next generation in that sense.
No, but it's impossible somebody in the 30s. Listen, I was 33 and 34 myself. In one head, I thought I could go all day. Couldn't. It was impossible. I couldn't hit the standard I was hitting when I was 26, 27. So I thought, that's impossible. You need somebody to come in. Or you have to go and buy somebody who's going to replace Cole Skous in later life. It's difficult. Andre, the way he's playing in this moment, is really, really high level. And if anything, as I said, happened to Cole, whether he's injured or left out, he needs somebody to step into his shoes. We can't rely on one guy, he always hold the fort, really.
And obviously, we had the good news with Freddie Sears returning to action the other day. Grant Ward played as well, which of course inevitably led to people asking, is Paul going to re-sign Grant Ward? Is it just purely to
up to fitness? Yeah, that was all it was.
Yeah, so there's
no
possibility
there. No, not at the minute, no.
And one of the players we talked to the other day said that Teddy Bishop wasn't too far away.
Yeah.
He's out on the training field, is that right?
Bishop's out, yeah, that'll be they two will be good signings, new signings if they come back, yeah. is where they were. But as I said before, there's no pressure on them. The lads that they, yeah, they'll come back in their own time and hopefully they're the same as what they were before they went out, but they're doing well.
So Fish 23 down next week, maybe? See that far?
I don't know. I'll see. As I said before, in his own head, he might be ready for that, but I'll judge it from there. What you just don't want the guys to get injured, you know?
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.